You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Hi, this is Dan Keating, and we're beginning our Advent meditations for the year 2019. And this first meditation turns us, kind of surprisingly, to the second coming of the Lord. We're looking at Matthew chapter 24, and this whole chapter is the collected words of the Lord to his disciples about his return and what's going to happen in the meantime. It's a long chapter. I'm not going to comment on the whole of it here, but we'll look mainly at the last section, verses 37 to 44, as kind of capturing the core meaning of this word for us here as we start the Advent season. So it starts like this in verse 37. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days, before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field, one is taken and one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one is taken and one is left. What the Lord is saying is that his coming, He's saying right now, look, the coming of the Lord, when I return, it's going to happen suddenly. The example is like the days of Noah, when people were just going about their daily life and suddenly the flood began, the rains fell, and they were unprepared. This is why there's one out in the two in the field, one is taken, one is left. The idea is we're right in the midst of life, and the judgment will fall without further preparation. We need to be ready when it comes. We need to be ready for the Lord's return. He's going to come, as it says in the next section, like a thief in the night. So now in 42, watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Elsewhere in the New Testament, it speaks about the Lord's return as coming like a thief in the night. Now, it's not because the Lord's coming as a thief. He's not coming to steal something. But he's going to come unexpectedly. He's going to come on the spot. And we need to be ready and watching for his return. The point is, he'll come when we're not looking for it, so we need to be ready all the time. Don't think that we can just be lazy and ignore things and we'll have plenty of time to get ready. We'll have this announcement and so we can kind of clean up and get ready. We need to be living a life of readiness. This is what Advent is calling us to do, to watch. Now, what I put to us, and this is the last part of Matthew 24, what does it mean to watch? How do we watch and be faithful to the Lord? Well, this is what the Lord says to end this chapter, starting in verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom the master, when he comes, will find so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. And then he goes on in the last few verses to speak about the contrary example, about the wicked servant who says, well, the master's delayed, never mind, I can get on and live the life I want to live, I can serve myself, and I'll have plenty of time to kind of clean up my act and get ready. Not so, says the Lord. We're meant to be faithful servants. So what does it mean to watch? Well, one thing it means to watch is to go about life faithfully now. How are we ready for the Lord's return? By being faithful to the Lord day in and day out. Attentive to him in the day. Whether the Lord comes or not today, we want to be ready and waiting and watching. We want to be faithful. We want to be those servants whom the master will find faithfully doing what they're meant to do. This is what we're called to do. So this Advent season is a call to watch for the Lord for his second coming. we're going to be in the Advent season, of course, also making a kind of preparation for the first coming, but it begins by calling us to attentiveness to his second coming. And we go about that especially by being faithful to the Lord, attentive to him. This is how we watch. I would just add one thing. The parable communicates a kind of watchful readiness, almost an anxiety. The thing that is, in addition to this, I think is important for us is that the Lord has changed us. He's changed our hearts. We're not only doing what the Lord wants because we're anxious and fearful, but because we love the Lord and we want to be about our Lord's business and his work. We want to be building the kingdom. So the Lord's changed our hearts. This is the way we want to be. We need to resist sin and turn away from evil, the tendency to serve ourselves. But the Lord has made us from within as servants who love their master and love the work of the Lord. Well, may the Lord give us his grace as we begin this season to turn our eyes watchfully to him and be about the good work that the Lord has called us to do.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.